Strap yourself in, because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Yes, sir. Reading you loud and clear. Clear. The clock has started.
Episode of our podcast. Today we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. By sharing our collective expertise, we will show you how to harness, control, and use your own skill set to achieve ultimate success and live the life you want. And now, please welcome your host.
Welcome to this week's Smallest Guys podcast. This podcast is designed for small government contractors, service providers, and manufacturers, part of the government contractor ecosystem, connecting people, organizations, and resources. This week, we are on set. Dennis, where are we?
We're actually together for the first time in about...
Not together, together.
Well...
Yeah, don't laugh. That's weird. People say that. They're like, you guys married? And they're like, yes. Just not to each other. To women.
And no, but this is the first time we've actually done a podcast together in probably a couple months at least. Yeah. And we're actually in the same state.
Yeah, you keep like leaving
me.
Oh, sorry.
Not
I was too.
You were too. So,
a lot of country, different states.
So, well, anyways, yes, we're at the Catalyst campus in Colorado Springs.
We are.
Yes, and they are hosting their Catalyst Accelerator.
No.
It's the business development boot camp, okay. But it's part of their accelerator.
Okay.
It's the Catalyst Accelerator.
Get it out.
They're hosting a business development boot camp.
Okay.
For small startup companies.
So speaking of which, we have one of them with us.
We do.
Troy. This is Troy Morris from Call Morris Incorporated.
Yep.
Okay. So Troy is the co-founder and the operations director?
Director of operations.
Director of operations. Okay. You know, potato, potato.
Hey, it's on my business card. I finally get to read it off.
Yeah, you didn't give me one.
Well, that's the problem. We'll fix it next.
Okay, there you go. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
So you're in Colorado.
Yeah.
Are you in Colorado, your business?
No. So Call Morris Inc. or KMI makes things a little quicker for everyone. Mm.
You could have told me that.
Oh, I don't want to make it easy for you yet. So KMI, we are based out of Marquette, Michigan. So the upper peninsula of that great state.
Marquette?
Yep, Marquette.
Is that where the university is, too?
Northern Michigan University, not Marquette University that Tommy Boy went to. That's down in Milwaukee.
Thank you. Constant confusion.
So, okay, say it again. Where is it?
We are in Marquette, Michigan.
Marquette, Michigan.
Michigan.
Okay, that's right north of Ann Arbor, right? Did we just talk about that?
North and then a few more hours. It's in the upper peninsula. It's on Lake Superior.
Oh, okay.
So we're closer to Canada than to Ann Arbor at all.
Oh, okay.
It's on Lake Superior?
On it.
I need to get up there. We need to go visit him.
I'm ready. We can stop by and say hi to Rich.
I think we should go.
Yeah, Sheridan, he's just down a little bit. Rich Sheridan's a great person. He came and visited us just a couple of weeks ago.
Nice.
Is he working with you guys?
We're definitely following his instincts. Yeah.
Nice. He's worked with us as well, our company, and then also the smalls. We've chatted with him. We've had him on. Good stuff there. So tell us about Call Morris. What do you guys do?
Yeah, so KMI, we are a space services company. We are focused on the removal and repurposing of uncooperative objects in space. So largely that's space debris, upper stages of rockets, as well as just uncontrolled resident space objects, depending on your definition. If it's up there, uncontrolled, out in the way, we're going after it. Hardware, software, a full cooperative solution.
So how are you going after it? Are you and Mr. Call launching up there and... What's the plan?
Yeah. So we've got a little ConOps video on our website. Kind of makes things easier because it's a doozy. Space debris isn't easy.
Right.
But for capturing this orbital debris, it is a rideshare spacecraft that we launch. That goes up there, uses some of our proprietary software called TumbleEye to characterize that object on approach. Once we've, lined up with it, kind of like a wide receiver, then we have to do the actual catch. And that's the part where our second technology, the hardware, Reach, comes in. And it's a mechanical tentacle-looking creation. It's pretty cool. But we use that to actually capture to unprepared surfaces. So we are agnostic to the target. It can be
Did we talk to you guys?
Yeah, you were here last summer, right?
We were part of the Catalyst Accelerator. We didn't make it on site, though.
You didn't make it on site?
We talked to them. I don't think we talked to them on a podcast or anything, but we talked to you guys on a web call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, well, it's good. It only took us 2 years.
Well, we are still in that same field as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it was our company talking to, talking to you under our corporate hats on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Different hats.
Well, that is awesome. I love it when stuff comes all the way around.
And it circled around, and you know, we've been busy since we last chatted. Yeah. Some great things are coming down the pipeline for KMI. A few of them are selected that we can't go do full announcement of, right. But KMI is making waves in the best way.
Okay.
Okay. And you guys are working SBIR type. Where are you guys in the starting up scale? Because last time we talked, it was only a few of you guys. Like it was 5 people, I think, or something like that.
We might have been trying to hire 5 at that point. We did our pre-seed round last summer, brought on both ourselves as employees. That's a fun first paycheck, the startup life, and then some additional employees. So we're aiming for our next round of investment this upcoming summer. But since then, we've been selected as the sub-awards on a NASA SBIR Phase 2.
Okay.
And we've been selected, still finishing contracting, for 3 STTRs.
Okay. Whoa. All right. So you guys are moving out.
It's growing and going, and constantly emails and discussions about it. Nothing more fun than figuring out your whole business.
So
real quick,
as we mentioned earlier, so how did you guys get into this field? So, you know, we talked to a lot of companies, Nate and I, mm-hmm. you know, all over the place, and the story's always been kind of interesting. How did you get to, hey, this is what I want to do?
Yeah. The story arguably started back in Marquette, Michigan. Now, all 3 of the co-founders, big space nerds. Since we were children, okay. I still have, I think, the first astronaut I got at like 6 years old sitting in my office. It's been beat up a little bit over the years. But
sure.
We all ended up at Northern Michigan University. I was a little bit older student, and my younger brother, Austin, is now our engineer. His freshman year roommate by chance was Adam Call. So 2 kids from corn country set up in the dorms and hit it off. Gangbusters, nice. Talking great science, Kerbal Space Programs, all that.
Yeah.
Fast forward, we've been doing projects and stuff since 2014, working together. And we graduated all separately, went our different ways, New York, myself, Chicago, Austin, Philadelphia, working aerospace adjacent. And as we started to look at the market and what was happening in, you know, mid, late 2019, we started to realize there's some changes, there's some catalysts, there's mm-hmm. there's some opportunities. If we wanted to do something in space, you know, chase our dreams, what would we do? And going first principles, following it down of like, oh, we could build space elevators, sky hooks, let's do something cool and grand. We're too young. Not too young that we can't do it. No, it's we're too young and that space debris is going to grow and destroy it within our career lifespan. So we're like, fine, that's the problem. Let's fix it. And that's where we started. So silver lining of COVID, we were able to actually communicate and connect with professionals all over the world, check out our stuff, figure out what we did know, what we didn't know, and develop our technology. And now we're taking it to the government customer, really bringing it standing on its own legs. So nice. Space nerds who found each other and had complementary assets.
Nice.
So, go
ahead.
So far in your journey as you've been going on, I know here at the Accelerator, they're trying to kind of walk you through doing different business development aspects of things. And a lot of times they have folks come in for their Accelerator to do the pitch decks and all that. So far in your journey, what's kind of been the most challenging aspect of this thing, this journey that you're on to get the company going?
Maybe it's not the most difficult, but the most constant is just the educational portion of orbital debris. Everyone's used to WALL-E or gravity, which Hollywood does great, but they make it a little too safe for how dangerous those things are. I think the actual most challenging is we've experienced, and Catalyst Campus here has done a great job of lowering that barrier, is accessing the government customer.
Mm.
Most other businesses, if you want to sell to, you know, tire shops, you can go walk up to their front door here. They got guards in the front. So that barbed wire and armed guards makes it a little bit slower to reach the government customer. But thankfully, through some of the hard work me and my team have done, as well as what we're seeing here from Catalyst, it's opening that door and really allowing those positive conversations and mutual discovery.
That's interesting. So we kind of take that for granted, I guess, because we've been in this space for a while. But
I'm trying to figure out how to get out of that behind-the-scenes stuff. Because once you're locked in, it seems like it's been 20-plus years for me. And
yeah.
It's just like every day, right? I mean, that's
right.
But Hotel California for you.
Yeah.
Well, and when you're outside though, trying to break into the government customers, that is a difficult thing to do.
It is.
And we're actually going to focus on that some more here over the next year, getting folks access to the bases and commanders. And you know, I tell folks all the time, and we spoke to you guys. We spoke to you guys a couple weeks ago, last week. This week?
That last was just week. Last week. Yeah.
Last
Aloha
week.
Friday.
Friday. About engaging with the different organizations. And that's why kind of we stood up the smalls is we want folks like you and other companies to go to these, you know, professional organizations, these networking events that companies host. And, you know, there's some government, there's industry days, but those kind of are so more tailored towards specific contracts. Now, there are industry days, for instance, the Department of, what is it, DLA, Defense Logistics Agency, they're going to host a small business industry day. So there are some larger venues like that. But like, as you mentioned, getting to that specific customer who wants that specific thing is sometimes hard to do. And we're going to try to help you guys do that.
It's tough, right? I mean, so I need to talk to you on the side quite a bit. what you guys are doing is the cleanup side of things. So I ran the program on the other side of tracking it and just acquiring all that data. So getting access into that data is going to be huge. Are you guys focusing on any one orbit?
We're starting with Sun Synchronous, really looking at that for the availability of American resident space objects. That's the, you know, kind of the place to go when you're looking at LEO and really looking at those upper stages. Just the analogy I made last week is if you're going to save the Titanic, you start with the icebergs. You don't go with the smaller ice cubes at first. So we're really looking at those rocket bodies, Sun Synchronous.
You know, that brings up a good point, though. I never really thought about, I mean, you say you're going to focus on American, which is obviously what we should do. However, it's not, it doesn't matter who it belongs to. It's still just as dangerous. No,
I'm having issues here. I'm whacking it.
It's like your first. Oh my goodness. Okay. Back to the show. What I was saying is it doesn't matter who it belongs to. It's still going to be dangerous, but
definitely.
You can't, even if it's debris, should we as a,
well, can you is a question.
Can we touch,
can you touch
another
it?
Country's
it's junk?
Debris.
Can you touch?
I'm gonna use the
debris.
Visual
that
word.
Should be a slogan for you. We touch other people's junk.
Okay. Okay. Let's go. Hold on. Hold that thought right there. We're going to a quick commercial. We'll be right back.
Business owners looking for out of the box solutions? Five Star Bank's Business Solutions Group is here to help you with all your financing needs. When you need a creative, innovative approach that goes beyond traditional solutions, think of Five Star Bank. We care about the growth of our local business community. With offices in Colorado Springs, Denver, and Trinidad, Five Star Bank is easy to find. Visit fivestar.bank to connect with us today. That's the number 5, STAR.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Okay, welcome back to this week's Smallest Guys Podcast. And we were just talking about Troy touching other people's junk. So
it's not quite the way I remember it.
It was like 30 seconds. I'm sorry. I forgot. Okay, so that's the question. What, I mean, how have you guys thought about that? Have you talked to lawyers about that? Or
we talked to quite a few people. I think one of the best opportunities for that was at Space Symposium back here in Colorado Springs. My first time visiting the wonderful area and finding space lawyers, which didn't know that was a thing.
Right.
I met multiple of them. And really talking to them and asking that type of question, because as you point out, debris is dangerous no matter where it came from. There's a great quote we have in one of our decks. Debris doesn't have nationality or rationality.
Yep.
You can't argue with it. You can't negotiate. It's just there. It's physics. Yep. And one of the biggest hurdles that's existing right now is the UN Outer Space Treaty, which really identifies that nation by nation is really the way that the guidelines were set out, you know, back in the 70s for who should be interacting with what objects in space. So as the Soviet Union, you know, tumbled down its wall and Russian Federation kind of took ownership of their property, it's still remaining that way. There's a very limited precedence for any type of action following the UN treaty, but it still stands there as precedent and not looking to start an act of war. Not my first to-do item today. I got some other things
that's
first.
That's probably good.
So that's why we're focusing
on... New company. There you go.
So we're going to try and keep out of that, but you know, focusing on those dangerous targets that we can access. Thorogenes.
Sure.
So you talk about space debris, but did you not talk about when you first mentioned your company that you're also going to do like maintenance or sustainability up there? So is it just debris or is it also like to grab other satellites to do maintenance if you need to do that?
Yeah, so that's one of the great things with our technology. We developed it as a really hard corner case, is that if we can focus on the almost worst case scenario, it's unprepared, it doesn't have a docking port, it doesn't have a tow hook, it's unrecognized, we kind of know what it used to look like maybe from these old blueprints. It's unprepared services, like I mentioned, and it's uncooperative. It's not moving with you. If we can capture that, we can capture a lot more. So if there is something that it's ran out of propulsion, or, you know, the battery had a bad system connection at launch. Let's go grab that object and move it to servicing. So I've heard the analogy, oh, you guys are the space trash guys. No, no, we're more like your tow truck.
Right.
We're going to take good assets and move them somewhere else. Maybe it's more like a logging truck if you're taking a rocket body and moving it to a processing facility so that it can be turned into other space assets, melt it down. There's Cislunar Industries. They are the prime on our NASA Super Phase 2, just up in Denver here. Great group of people.
Right.
And they're working on that in-space foundry that you could melt down materials and build kilometer-long rods, you know.
I think at that same event that we met you guys at originally last summer was they actually had a guy here that was at the campus that was 3D printing objects in space.
Yeah, so there's a lot for it if you can just get the material.
That's
and
the thing, right?
So we're looking at, well, we've got a problem on one hand, an opportunity on the other. What if we put them together and you turn this former liability of all this debris, there's 10 million kilograms of it up there, you take it from a liability and turn it into an asset. You don't have to launch it. All you have to do is capture control, which is not easy. But once you get over that, once you just hand wave that portion of it, which we've developed the technology to do, then you can start doing these true humanity as an outer space species things. Build your Star Trek giant constructions that could never launch out of atmosphere. Build things in orbit.
I see why he says he's not the engineer his brother is, because that's all you have to do.
Just hand wave, yeah.
Dennis has said that to me. It's just software. It's just hardware, Nate.
That's right.
It's a big deal.
That's right. No, that's pretty cool. That's as I mentioned earlier, try to figure out why you guys are doing stuff. That's pretty far-reaching for some young guys out of college, you know, kind of thinking through that process.
Straight out of college instead of doing like we did, you know, get into the network and...
Yeah.
And then like, oh, I see a problem. Well, let's go now after 20 years, create our own company and fix it.
We did a little bit of time. I graduated first of the group as the elder of our company. So I was working in industry doing, you know, a marketing, sales, training, really developing what turned into our business operations unit.
Right.
Didn't know at the time, but every day was developing this next business. Adam was doing his artificial intelligence work with Arconic and then with JetBlue out in New York. So doing some great software. How do you process massive amount of data? Turns out, debris not too dissimilar from thousands of airplanes. And Austin was doing the rapid prototyping and development for some Army and DoD projects working in aviation. So again, we were all tangential to aerospace. It just wasn't, you know, boots on the moon and flying in the ISS yet. That's why we always like, we got to put this together.
Okay, well, these are going to be kind of our short podcast right now. So what, I mean, how do people get a hold of you, number one?
Mm-hmm.
You guys have a website?
Yep, a website, you know, callmorris.com, KALLMORRIS. So callmorris.com. We're on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, Tumble. Will you find something on Twitter? We're there.
I thought you said Tinder for a second. I was like, wow. Okay, I guess use our platform to get out there, whatever.
Hey, you guys were the ones saying you were partners
junk,
before.
I guess. I don't know.
It's part of the ecosystem.
Everything from Twitter to LinkedIn and everything in between, Instagram even. We have a great communications coordinator that helps really run that social media because there is a conversation. There's a lot of connection.
Yeah.
And reach out to us. We've had some, I'd call them blind contacts that have turned into great valued partners that we're able to work on projects together, work on proposals together, and bring a better ecosystem value all together.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. Well, great. Okay.
Well, is there anything else you want to leave the people with?
No, just my huge thanks for you guys coming out here. You know, we finally closed that loop connected here a little bit later. Catalyst Campus for bringing me on site. And no, our company motto is keeping space clear for all. We're working on that every day.
And now you have another motto.
There's a secondary motto. I'll have to leave that alone.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we appreciate it, and thanks for coming on. And
look forward to seeing you again.
That's right.
Awesome. At one of these upcoming conferences.
Till next week. This is Nate signing off.
Thanks for listening.
You've reached the end of another episode of the Smalls Cast podcast. Connect with us at thesmalls.org. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free materials. See you at the next episode. See you at the next episode.